My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin loves pleasing people. So listen and enjoy.
Fake Davin's not the type of person you'd want to hang out with?
No.
No.
You're hoping Fake Davin takes you to the promised land? Respect thy Fake
really?
Davin.
On all fours? That's what it sounds
Giddy
like.
Giddy up and ride, mofo.
Yeah.
You're really getting in the car with him after this?
I
don't know. Is she in a room?
Now I know why Carucci brings weed.
Doesn't feel it that way. I go tired from all those blowjobs I gave last night.
Goes, oh, my God.
She goes, oh, really? How did the party go?
I think it went well for them.
Everybody was coming and going.
I go, oh, the jokes were fine, but I just got carried away blowing all those guys.
It sounded like you said, the jokes were fine.
No, I said, oh, the jokes.
Okay.
I'm a swallower.
And I like the way you're so matter-of-factly about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's work, Joe. It's not who I am. It's what I do.
It's a job.
It's a job.
It's a job, all right.
Ten of the guys and I expected. I can barely suck through a straw right now.
Trucker Tom says, what's next? Davin Chatters' inner Gary Glitter.
Yeah, really?
I don't even know what that means.
Gary Glitter was a child molester.
Oh!
He was a glam rock guy that turned into a child molester.
You know what, Tom? I like the writing request. I'll see what I can do. I'll try to work it in. We'll workshop it with you, Tom.
I don't even know what this means. He said Lemon Party?
Lemon Party is a story.
Good Joe
Party,
right up there.
I know. Thank you.
Lemon Party is a video of these like old guys blowing each other.
Oh, really?
Why do you know that?
It was on Opie and Anthony.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And thanks for that picture, Lemon Party Trucker Tom.
Oh, we sent you the link?
No.
I go, okay. I go, oh, the jokes were fine, but I just got carried away blowing all those guys. Sometimes you need to stop it after one or two dicks, but I just like pleasing people so much, it's just so hard to say no.
Wait a second. What is the lemon? Is that a palate cleanser in between? I'm sorry.
I don't know the way they had it. There
I'm
was like these
distracted.
Just old guys blowing each other and kissing.
I would think Christ. That would be like curdling.
Ah! Wow.
Anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm blowing people here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Man at work.
Shall we pause while
here.
You're busy?
I go. She goes, yeah, I guess you were a very good pleaser. Whose party was it and where was it held? I go, this was the one for the male strippers. She goes, and where was it held? I go, New York. I go, is it cool that I blew all those male strippers? She goes, well, I guess you are a pleaser with a smiley face.
No way.
Whoever I've been talking to you for a while because she gets it.
Yeah.
She gets.
She totally gets that you're joking now.
Yeah, she gets the sense of humor and everything.
Although you have
did
said
she
in
get
the...
did but you blew a bunch of guys.
That's what.
If it's a chick, that might be putting you all, off putting you.
No, but unless you're a gay guy, it's off-putting, Joe.
No, but she's saying that she gets that he's kidding about that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Joe.
I mean, all the stuff that
I just banged her like an animal last night. I'm not into dudes. Guys got to earn a living, Joe. Don't judge me.
You're into farm animals. That's right.
Well, we established early on in this relationship we both are against homosexuality as I sashayed off to a show at Broadway. That was in the very early days of this relationship.
Now, was it her or was it, not Mavis, the first one?
Flory.
Flory, thank you.
No, she does not like homosexuals.
No. I know that that she doesn't, but I was just wondering if the thing was that... one of them, you said that you were a fluffer. Who did you say that
to?
Oh,
I was a fluffer for Flory.
Okay, all right.
This one, I'm a porn writer.
Right, so she knows that you're kidding about the actual sexual encounters with men.
I don't know what she knows. Do we really know anybody at this point?
I know that Fake Davin is a pervert.
Fake Davin's been a pervert. He's been suicidal. He's banging.
You're a handful.
He may or may not be banging his lawyer's secretary.
Oh, my God. And the Vassioli twins.
I got the Vassiola twins.
Oh my
God. I got porn going on in my house.
I said before, you're the whole mental ward.
I bring a lot to the table.
Yeah,
or
say.
The ward, as the case
the
may be.
The ward. The locked ward.
I'm a handful. But remember, the more they deal with me, the less they can screw with real people.
That's true. They're spending a lot of time worrying about what the hell's he going to do next.
I wonder if they're like I am, and they go to bed thinking about this.
Because
sometimes my mind would race. Because what are you going to come up with next? They're like, oh, what's happening? I wonder if they're thinking, Oh, my God.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do next when he... I mean, he's talking about farm animals, man. What do I do next time he talks to me? What other filth is he going to bring up that I have to just roll with?
I mean, but I like it.
That's...
But I'm starting to look at the goat in a whole new appreciation.
And like I said, these guys are probably going, what's this guy going to come up with next week?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We got to roll with this guy because this guy is coming up with, like, priceless stuff.
I'd like to think with all my deviance that I've presented to this person,
mm-hmm.
that I'm still likable as a human being on some level. I'd like to think so. I'm just a guy struggling through life.
Do you want
to
know that any character, like, you watch a movie, like you'll see a villain in a movie or something like that,
mm-hmm.
they'll purposely write a little bit of likability
sure.
yes.
into the character.
Yes, in the good movies,
I'd like to think I've done that with Fake Davin.
Yeah, you're the kid toucher with the best candy.
Well, that's not very nice.
That's
right. It's a little hurtful.
I'm sorry.
Think that was necessary?
I'm sorry, Fake Davin.
Your words hurt.
I'm sorry, Fake.
Real Pip, I'm hurt. Real Pip, like there's such a thing.
Yeah, really.
really, where's Real Pip and Fake? If we get like Real Pip, it's like fake Pip squared.
Like this chain of bullshit.
Yes, layers and layers.
I had to explain. I had to explain when we're talking to people who make this deal. Who's this Pip here? I had to explain the situation because when contracts are getting signed, we can't have aliases and pictures of Facebook on seven cats.
Yeah. Why not?
Anyway, I said, "Is it cool that I blew all those mouse strippers?"
Wow.
Anyway, all right, enough.
Yeah, enough
now,
of this.
Is it cool that I blew all these?
I
settle down, people. Settle down.
I have to talk about blowjobs
now,
again.
Is it cool that I blow?
She goes, "Well, I guess you are a pleaser." I go, "I certainly am." Smiley face.
For more Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.